his friends. This year should be a special schus. Ramari Marazi Sheyichyu. And Linishmas Chanabas Bila. And Leschus Moshe Rabbi Peshadina. And Reb Aaron Yisrael and Moshe Mordechai. Bracha Batzlacha Bachomas Eideyam. Linishmas Harav Elio Moshe Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Dov. Ravar Ben Yaakov Shachna. We're going to be learning about the mitzvah of Kidashto, of sanctifying the Kohanim, based in the Torah. Mori Rabbi Agona Godol, Tov Yitzchak Manzatzal. The Rambam in the fourth perek of Hilchos Klein Mikdash Halacha Aleph writes, HaKohanim Huvdulu Mechlal Alevim Lavodas HaKorbanos. Shenemar V'yabdil Aaron L'Akdisha Kodesh Kadoshim U'mitzesesei L'havdil HaKohanim L'Kachim U'L'Achinam L'Korban. Shenemar V'kidashto Ki Yesh Elechem Elokecha U'Makriv. The Kohanim were separated from the other Levim for the Avodah of Korbanos, as it says that Aaron was separated to be sanctify him as holy as holies. It's to separate the Kohanim and sanctify them and prepare them for a carbon, as it says, "Kidashto, you should sanctify him, ki es lechem elokecha umakrif, because the bread of Hashem kiviyachol, he is sacrificing the karbanos." So we have in the Rambam, Kohanim were separated from other members of Shevet Levi to do the avodah of karbanos. And it's a mitzvah essay to separate them and to sanctify them and to prepare them for the carbon. It says, V'kidashto, you should sanctify him. It's halacha aleph, halacha beis, the Rambam says, V'tzarech kol adam Yisrael linog b'em kovad harbe, u'lehakdim osim l'chol dover shebekdusha. Every Jew has to be noheg a great deal of kovad, of honor, for kohanim, and to make them first for every matter shebekdusha, Liftoch b'Torah Rishon, to get the first Aliyah, Levarich Rishon, to make the Bracha first, Litol Manayafer Rishon, and to take the first portion. Adkan, Divrei Kotsho Shel HaRambam, the Gaon Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla, in his Perush on the Rasag, Parsha Memtes, asks on the Rambam from what he says in Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvos Se Lamed Beis, Shetzivanu lechabed zera Aharon, lefaram ulenasam, shenasi madrigasa madrigo kodemes verishona, v'romi yisala v'kidashto, uba perish v'kidash chol davar shekdusha v'tach rishon. We are commanded to be mechabed the seed of Aaron, to glorify them, to elevate them, and to make their madriga the first madriga, and that's what it says in the Torah, v'kidashto, you should sanctify him, l'chol davar shekdusha, he comes first, l'vtach rishon, etc. So we see that the yisod of the essay is Hakdamasa l'chol davar shebekedusha, that in all matters of kedusha, of sanctity, the Kohen is to come first. Whereas when we read the Rambam in the Yad in Hilchos Klei Mikdash in the fourth parak in the first halacha, we see that the Ikar essay is not that you should make them first for chol davar shebekedusha, but rather that you should separate them and sanctify them and prepare them for bringing karbanos. So memela, it's mashma from this also, like the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, adding on to the Ikar Mitzvah essay, that you have to be nohe kavod, and they have to come first. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is against the Rambam in the Sefer HaYad. In the Sefer HaYad, the Rambam says the Ikar Mitzvah is to sanctify them for the purpose of bringing karbanos, to make them special, unique, set aside for karbanos. And the mela, the outcome will be that also dvarim shebekedusha, they come first. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that the mitzvah is the karban, is dvarim shebekedusha, that in matters of kedusha they come first. And not lahachinam the karban, like the Rambam says in the Sefer Hayad. So Rav Perla writes that the Rambam changed his mind from what he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, And he decided that originally he thought that the mitzvah was to sanctify them for Dvarim Shebekedusha, and then he decided, no, it's really for the Avoda. And in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam has at the beginning of various halachas, the Rambam has a sort of short version of the mitzvahs, just in a few words, summarizing them. The Rambam writes, the Kaddish HaKohen LaAvoda. So already in the Rimzei HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, there at the beginning of Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam says the mitzvah is the Kaddish HaKohen LaAvoda, and he only writes this inyan. And that's like, according to Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, that's like the Rambam's final decision, that the Iker is the Avoda, not that they come first in Devarim Shebekedusha. And he omits entirely the inyan of Devarim Shebekedusha. But it's a big dochak to say that the Rambam changed his mind. We'd rather say the Rambam didn't change his mind. And then we have the kasha, the stira between the two Rambams, Uba Emes. The Bach already in Yerudea, Sof Simen Chof Ches already notes this. The Midibir Rambam Bilchosov Mavur Shaloke Asmag, Vese Kufayin Aleph, who writes the Mitzvah's essay, is Likro Rishon. And whereas the Rambam holds that's not the Mitzvah's essay is to sanctify them for Karbanos purposes. And the Bach learns that there is a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Smag, that the Smag holds it's to sanctify them for Likro Rishon, to get the first Aliyah, etc. And the Rambam holds it's for Korbanos, but the Smag doesn't mention that the Rambam would say for HaMitzvahs, writes Lahegia, that the mitzvah is to be mechabed him and make him first for the mitzvahs, like, meaning the Rambam contradicts himself, as Rav Perla points out, and we have to understand the Rambam. And in Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla also notes that the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reis Samach Tes writes, "Lekadei Zerar Haran Kolomer Lekachin Lachnisim Lekarbam Zeh Wikar Esei V'chein Lekdim L'Chol Dabar Shebekdusha," that the mitzvah is to sanctify the seed of Aaron. In other words, to sanctify them, to prepare them for the Karban, and that's the Ikar Esei, and also to be makdim them L'Chol Dabar Shebekdusha. So what does he say? He mentions the Karban part, and he also mentions the Dabar Shebekdusha part. But he says explicitly, "Vizeu ikara esse," that the ikara esse is the carbon part, and then he writes v'chein, and then ancillary to that will be called davar shebekedusha. So that's like the Rambam and the Chibur and the Yad, that the ikar mitzvah is lekachem lachnisam lekarbon, and then secondary to that is that they come first for Davar Shebekedusha. That's what the Rambam writes in the Chibur and the Yad. Whereas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is that they should come first for Davar Shebekedusha. And that's the Iker Mitzvah, not like the Rambam writes in the Yad. So the Chinuch writes like the Rambam in the Yad, not like the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Rav Perla adds, Shalon Isbar, Ma'inyan HaKiddush V'Hachana V'Avdalah Zu. So what's the meaning of this Kiddush V'Hachana V'Avdalah Zu? You're separating them for Karbanos? What does this mean? L'Havdil HaKohanim U'Lakachim U'Lachinam L'Karban. What does that mean? Separating them, sanctifying them, and preparing them for the Karban. And he doesn't understand that, and he says that the Achronim don't fully explain. So we are now in sort of a dark place. So, to answer this, we have to explain the mitzvah's essay of Avodas Halavim that the Rambam writes in the third parak of Klei Mikdash Halacha Aleph. And this is explained by Moreno of Rabbeinu in his Sefer on Kochim, Simen Yud Beis, that the Rambam writes in the third parak of Klei Mikdash Halacha Aleph that the Yisrael of the mitzvah Avodas Halavim is not a chiyuv mitzvah's essay al etzem ha'avoda, but rather the mitzvah is lehamid atzman b'mitzius shemahusam hi la'avoda b'yosam pnuyim u'muchonam la b'kra lifnei ha'avoda rein b'geder shal tzva avoda b'yosam b'yos havayosam atrosam la'avoda. So mitzvah Shem, hopefully we will have shiurim explaining that inyan, But in the meantime, the Tamtis HaDvarim is that the mitzvah is that the is not the Etzem HaAvodah, the Avodah of the Levim, but rather to establish themselves, to present themselves as a reality whose essence is for Avodah, that now they are prepared, they are set aside for Avodah, and even before the Avodah, they're ready begeder shel tzva HaAvodah. B'yos havayasum matrasam la'avodah. Their havaya, their essence, their purpose is for avodah. So that's the mitzvah of Levim, that they're supposed to establish themselves, prepare themselves for the avodah. That's going to be their essence. That's what they're focused on. So that's the gedra of mitzvah Levim. But begedra of mitzvah shel kohanim, even though we see in the Rambam here that also by Kohanim there's a special inyan, lahavdil, lahakdish, lias, muchan, lakorbis, hakorbanos. But this mitzvah, the Rama already writes here, shal Yisrael hinemra, v'loal Kohanim atzman, that this mitzvah was said about Yisrael, that the Jews are supposed to do it, the non-Kohanim, the Yisraelim are supposed to do it, Kohanim are also Jews, but the Yisraelim, the non-Kohanim, are supposed to separate them. And it's not the avodah of the Kohanim, by the Levim, it's their avodah to separate themselves, protect them, prepare themselves, focus on their goal. But by here, it's our mitzvah, us the Yisraelim, lahavdil, lahakdish, to separate them and to sanctify them. Look in the Radbaz, in the third parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash and Halacha Aleph, on what the Rambam writes, Zera Levi kulo muvdol la'avodas hamikdash shenemar. Basically, hivdil Hashem mitzvah elios lefim pnuim muchan la'avodas hamikdash bein ratzu etc. shenemar v'evad Levi who has avodas ol moed etc. So the Radbaz writes, so what does it say there? It says that the Zera Levi has this muvdol, a separate for avodas hamikdash. At that time, Hashem separated them, mitzvah that the Levim should be free, open, and prepared for the avodas hamikdash. As it says that the Levi worked, Avodah Sa'ol Moed, and in this the Radbaz writes, that's the Rambam says, Zera Levi Kulo, etc., means both Levim and Kohanim, Pasach B'Levim, Lefi Shegama Kohanim, Bichlal HaLevim. He starts with Kohanim, and he starts with Levim, because Kohanim are also Levim, right? Kohanim are also a part of Shevet Levi. So it's not only the Levim, they also have a vote in the Mikdash, but it's the Kohanim are included in that, that they should be focused on their Avodah. So if that's true, then what was added in the special mitzvah for the Kohanim? In other words, we already have a mitzvah for all of Shevet Levi to be set aside, to be focused on doing their Avodah. So what's the special mitzvah of the Kohanim? So the answer is, the Chora has to be that yes, there's a mitzvah, Lios B'tzva Avodah al Kol HaLevim. That's a general mitzvah to be prepared for Avodas HaMikdash. And Memela, by the Kohanim, the Avodas HaMikdash is the Avodah of Karbanos. But since Huvdala Kohanim's Kohanim were separated from generally Shevet Levi, Hareinu Nam Shemitzad HaKohanim Atzma'am, Lo Shech B'zeh Mitzvah Nosefet Shel Avdala V'Yichud La'Avodah HaShem B'La'Avachim Uvdim V'Yichudim Yitzidam La'Avodat HaMikdash Titu, She Avodat HaKorbanot, HaKohanim, they themselves, Mitzad Atzman, we can't have an added mitzvah for them because they're already focused on their avodah. They're already separated for their avodah. Aval yeshna mitzvat aseh miyuchedet v'nosefet al Yisrael lahavdilam b'miyuchad. There's an additional mitzvah over here on the Jewish people, the non-Kohanim, to separate them and to set them aside. B'miyuchad la'avodat ha-korbanot. ולהדגיש במעשים של ישראל עמהם שמובדלים ומיוחדים ומוכנים הם הכהנים להקרבת לחם השם. And to emphasize with the maisim of the Jews that they are separated and they are set aside and they are prepared for hakrabas lechem Hashem, like the Rambam writes in his Lashon. And so it's not the Kohanim, there's one mitzvah for the Kohanim Stam to separate themselves. That applies to all of Shevet Levi, to focus on their avodah. But in addition to that, there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to separate the Kohanim. And this separation is expressed in the way we act towards them, that the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, because this Hanhaga expresses the relationship that is obligatory towards somebody who is special, Hakrivas Lechem Elokecha. Hanagaz zom vetetet ha yachas ha mitchayev למי שמיוחד להקריב את לחם אלוקיך, ועל ידי זה שמתנהגים עמהם כך, במעשים אלו שכתב הרמב״ם, הרי זו הבדלה מצד ישראל לעשות את הכהנים בהבדלה זו להיותם קדושים מוכנים לעבודת הקורבן, וזוהי המצוות עשה שנתחייבו בישראל. Beautiful. So what's our mitzvah? Our mitzvah is Yisraelim, is that we are supposed to separate the Kohanim, and we're they're special to bring the Karbanis. So what's our job? Our job is to treat them with special care and dignity and respect, and make them come first to show that they're in their own class, they're in their own league. So that's our mitzvah essay. So that's the Rambam is telling us, and Allah Aleph Rambam is telling us. Be'etzem, what we're trying to do to separate them for the korbanos, and mitzvah beis, how do you do it? What's the lemaisa of this separation? Ve'ubisefer aruch haShulchan haAtid, sefer nifla shel aruch haShulchan haAtid haKodshim, b'siman chafbet ba'otiyot yutchet v'yutet, shu'achen hiksha. Lama lo mana Rambam b'minyan haMitzvot mitzvat aseh al avodat kohanim, k'shem shemana ken b'leviim? Why doesn't the Rambam enumerate in this mitzvah essay for Avodas HaKohanim, just like he did for Avodas HaLevim? But the answer is that by the Levim there's also no mitzvah essay on the Etzem Avodah, but rather that they're miyuchodim la'avodah, they're separate, they're special, they're set aside for the Avodah, and umemela mitchayev mizeh sheyavdu, and memela, if they're separated for that, they're set aside for that, they have to work. So Be'ezat Hashem, we have to have shiurim b'li neder on the Avodah of the Levim. But right now we're discussing the Kohanim. As gam b'Kohanim, the cell is el b'zach. There's no mitzvah be'etzem to do the avoda, but rather to set them aside. And that's the mitzvah essay of Vikidashto. That it's a job of the Yisraelim, and on one hand the Kohanim have to be set aside for Avodah, just like the Levim do. And how's this expressed? This is expressed l'maisa in the way we relate to them. L'fi zeh ein kan kol stira b'divrei Rambam, v'advarim mevoarim meod. As Yisod HaMitzvah, what the Sefer HaChinuch calls Ikar HaMitzvah, הוא לא המעשה הכבוד של בני ישראל הכהנים, אלא היא ההבדלה והייחוד שנתחייב מצד בני ישראל לעשות, והוא שמצידם מקודשים ומוכנים ומובדלים הם הכהנים לעבודת הקורבן. So the Ikar HaMitzvah isn't a Maisa Kavod. It's the Havdol and the Yichud that we have to do. That Mitzidam, they're Mikudash. In other words, we have the mitzvah by the Levim. The mitzvah by the Levi, by all of Shevet Levi, is that they're focused on their Avodah. And then we have a special mitzvah for Kohanim that we have to separate them, make them special, make them unique. Kadosh, what is Vikidash though? Harad mikudashesli, when you say to the girl under the chuppah, unless you're a girl listening to this, then hopefully it was said to you or will be said to you. Then we say to the girl under the chuppah, harad mikudashesli, it's harad miyuchedesli. Right, as Tosa says. So the miyuchedesh is miyuchedes. So the Kohanim's kedusha is that they're miyuchad, that they're special, that they're set aside for the avodas hakarban. So it's not b'shas avoda. Ze be'etzem mahut hakohanim. עניינם ייחודם ומוכנותם לעבודת הקורבנות, אבל המעשה של המצווה והמעשים בפועל שנתחייבנו בהם מחמת מצווה זו היא הנהגת הכבוד. So בעצם, the essence of the mitzvah, the shorish of the mitzvah, the root of the mitzvah is that the Kohanim are special. They're set aside for avoda. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beis is the lemaisa. And how do we do this for them? And the answer is Vikidashta. We make them first. We show them that they're special. So in Sefer HaMitzvahs, The Rambam's just writing the Lamaisa. That's what Sefer HaMitzvah about. What's the Lamaisa? The Lamaisa is Lefaram, Lanasam, to glorify them, to elevate them. But in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam opens up with the Yesod HaMitzvah, with the foundation of the mitzvah, with the definition of the mitzvah, the Hagdar of the mitzvah, and that is to separate them, to set them aside. And the Lamaisa gets to in Halacha Beis. So it's really all true. What the Rambam writes Sefer HaMitzvah is true. The Ikra mitzvah, the primary mitzvah, the Yesod HaMitzvah is separating them. And the Halacha Beis is the Lamaisa. And Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam only tells us the Lamaisa of Ikidashto, of making them first. Mikoach, mitzvah sesei. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes Halacha Beis. And that's also Pshat Nechinuch. He writes the Ikra mitzvah is that you have to separate them, set them aside. That's our job. We have to sanctify them. That's the Ikar Asei. And then this is expressed in the Lamaisa by being makdim them l'chol davar shebekedusha. This shows that they're special. So in Pashtus, Divrei Achinuch, it's mashma that there are two things he's telling us. Two lemaises. One lemaise of being makadesh nemachne, what was his lashon? Lekadesh zeraron lachnisam lekarbon. And then, v'chein lakadim al lachol shav davar shebekedusha. So, that could be, but it could also be that first he's telling us the kiyum of the mitzvah. What's the kiyum? What's the definition of the mitzvah? L'kachim l'achnisim l'karban. But how do you do that? And you do that by being makdin them l'chol davar shebekedusha. And that's the v'chein. And so, similarly, in other words, that it's in the same category. That's how you do it. That's the Lamaisa. And that would appear in what the Kesef Mishnah writes after he brings the two halachas in the Rambam, halacha v'halacha beis. He says, Shekach mana b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. So he enumerated in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. So what does he mean? So in the Knesset HaGadol, Lashon HaSarah Miyaradeach Sof Chelek Dalet, he writes that even though there's a difference between what he writes here in the Yad and what he writes in the minyan, there's no nafkamina. So that's a very shver explanation. So based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because if Mishnah is telling us that the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph is in the Lamaisa of what he writes in Halacha Beis. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He's telling us in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam only writes the Lamaisa. So when he has Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, it's really expressed in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, only in the Lamaisa of Halacha Beis. And that's why the Rambam enumerated as such in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, not two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah. And the mitzvah is, too, as we said, that the Yisraelim are supposed to sanctify and set aside the Kohanim for their Avodah. And how do you do it? You do it by making them first the Chol Davar Shebekedusha. Okay, sweet friends, there is a ton more to say. And I ask that you please stay tuned. B'li neder, we will continue. And we will be zecha l'lomodu l'lamed lishma v'lasos. In the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we already saw niflos. And hopefully we will see many, many more. So I ask that you please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.